L'inyona, that they finish talking about the deeds, they finish talking about the property, and they decide to talk about something else. That's the only time the kinyan helps, that now he can't retract anymore. Because once he changed his mind to talk about something else, that's the time limit that he can't retract anymore. That's what you have to say according to Rabbi Yosef. So I'll tell you then, Hochinami, this could come out very good according to Rab also. And I'll tell you, even according to Rava, Hochinami, know what we're talking about over here? I'll tell you, we're talking about the Komoi for Hodoi Yasivu, that they got up. Rava's sheet there is that Kol Zaman, they're sitting. When they first came in, they were sitting. And it's true, they start to talk about that I want this property here, this property there. And the Yoyim said, okay, we're going to do that. Says, Rav holds, Kol Zaman, they're still sitting in the same position, you could change your mind. So I tell you, you know when it's smashed from here, that it's chal, the kinyan is chal, and you can't retract? When they got up. They finished their sitting, they finished their meeting. They got up from the meeting, and they started to walk away. Just what happened was, they called back and said, look, let's discuss something else now. Then you can't retract. So therefore, for this braiser alone, from this halacha, there wouldn't be any raya to Rabbi Yosef. It could be according to Rav also. And we're talking about that they got up from the sitting. So the Gemara answers, though, it's true, there's no proof. But still the Gemara says, V'hilchasa. You know what the halacha is like, though? V'hilchasa kavosa to Rabbi Yosef. We still paskin like Rabbi Yosef in three cases. Besodeh, inyin, umachza. So the Rashbam said, that's the Gemara we had about Yud Beis, about that one brother to the other brother is Malina Lachon Kenichsa Deva Merion. One brother has the right to say, listen, this property to me is very, very valuable. If you want to take it away, it's worth a lot of money. That was a machlekes over there, that's called the case of Soder. Inyan is our sugi over here. When do you have a right to retract? So Rabbi Yosef holds, Kol Zaman Ya'asuk in B'yos Inyan, with like a pasuk like this, that once they get finished talking about the sale, that's the time when he can't retract anymore. Umachtz about dividing something in half, that's the Gemara Rashbam says later on in the Perek Mishameis, about the Hudi, somebody said to his wife, that Nichtze Lechol Lebrecha, this property should be to you and to your son, and the Lochris would divide up 50-50. That's called Machtza. Machtza goes to him, and Machta goes to him. So in these three cases, we take a pascha like Rabbi Yosef. So even though for this halacha, when you could retract, there's no real proof that we should pascha like Rabbi Yosef, but that's the halacha. Hilchasa is, we take a pascha like Rabbi Yosef. Then the Mishnah says like this. Ho'isha espino, that a wife gives over her Yerusha to her son. So Mori asked the question, Hasu Lomali, what do we have to have this for? Hotoni La Resha, that was the Resha, that Ho'ish Es Imoi. The Resha, the Mishnah said this case already. It said already a case that a son yashins his mother. Again, in a case when first the husband died, the father died, so the son yashins his father. Then the mother was still alive, and she had her own property. So the Mishnah says, when the mother dies, the son yashins his mother. So it said already, halacha, that a man yashins his mother. Now the Mishnah in the second next case says, for your isha es beno. These are cases that the mother gives over her Yerusha to the son, but she does not receive it back. A mother does not yashin her son. Not like a father. A father sometimes yashins his son. If when the son dies, the son had no his own children, halacha is then, the father yashins his son. By a mother, it's not that way. If a son dies, the Yerusha does not go back to the mother. Even in the case when there's no father, the Yerusha does not go back to the mother. But the mother, she is Moirish. When she dies, her property goes over to the son. So the question is, why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself and say now that her Isha, Espinor, that a mother is Moirish, her son, that means when she dies, her Yeru, what she owns, goes over to her son. We learned that just before. We just learned before that her Ish, Esimai, that a man yashins his mother. When the mother dies, the son yashins his mother. So we have to have it two times for.
And it also said, V'ish esishta, the Mishnah said, that a husband yashens his wife. So what do we have it two times for? So Mar says, true. But the answer is, Hokamashmalan. You know what? We needed a second time to say that the mother gives over her Yerusha to a son. Hokamashmalan, this is what it's teaching us. The Isha es bino, that a mother, when she dies, her Yerusha goes over to a son. I tell you, Dumya, it's just like the case of the Isha es baila. Just like the case of when a wife dies and there's a husband alive, that the husband yashens. That we had before. Even in the case when they had children. Even if the couple had children. The locker is, if the mother dies and the father is alive, the husband's alive, the husband yashens his wife, even though they have children. So now, it repeats itself to learn out one from the other. Just like the case when a husband yashens his wife. The locher is, Ein habal yeres es ishtoi. Bekever, that a husband does not yashin his wife. Things that she first deserves, receives later on, when she's in the kev, when she's in the grave, like we have before. A husband only yashins bero, and not only bemuchzik, and not bero. When the wife dies, the husband yashins what she owns right now. Not things that she'll first get later. Like Lamashal, let's say after your wife dies, then later her father dies. And her father have no other children left over, and have no children, only she. So really the halacha should have been that the Yerusha should go down to her in her kever. And the halacha is, if she has children, her children yashin the grandfather. That's the halacha. Through the kever, like we'll see later. In other words, when the grandfather died, his Yerusha is supposed to go down to his daughter, to the mother. The mother died already, so she's the kever. See, like the Yerusha goes to the kever, and then whoever yashens her gets it. So her children, the grandchildren, will yashen the grandfather. That's good by a grandchild, but not by a husband. A husband only yashens his wife what his wife owns directly when she died. But after she died, if later her father dies, that she was supposed to yashen that, it would not go back to the husband. That's called the husband does not yashen his wife for kever. Once the wife is dead already, even though things she was supposed to get, does not go to the husband. That's called ein habal yeres es ishtoi bekever. The husband does not yashen his wife through the kever. So the same thing, af ish es beno. The same way when a mother yashins, gives over his meirush to her children, ein haben yerush es imoy bekever lahanchil liachin minav, that the children do not yashin their mother bekever. In other words, if the children would be alive, true, the children would get it. When a mother dies, so then if she has children alive, her children get it. But what's going to be, let's say her child died already, and the child had brothers from the same father. In other words, this mother only had one son, but that son has brothers from the father. In other words, the husband of the mother had sons from other wives. So Lamaisa, the son of this mother has brothers from the other father. Now, from the other husband. Now, when the mother dies, the lacher is, if the son is alive, the son yashins his mother. Let's say the son died. So now, one way to say is that the son died, the Yerusha, we should look as if it's supposed to go to this son. Now, this son is dead. He doesn't have any children. So usually what happens is, a brother yashins his brother. When one brother dies, if that brother has no children, or that brother has no father alive, then his brother yashins him. So here maybe the brothers of this mother's son should yashin him, that also not. When a mother dies, her Yerusha goes to her son, only if he's alive, or else to her grandson, they'll go down. But on the Tzata said that her son had no children. You wanted to go across that, not brother. To that son, but go to that son's brother, that you don't say. So that's why the Mishnah repeats itself, to say that the mother is Moirish to her daughter, to her son, the same way if a husband yashins his mother, yashins his wife. that does not go through the kever. That's called Ein HaBen Yerush Asimah B'Kever, means if the son died already, he cannot now yashin his mother B'Kever, which would mean Lahan Chiliachim Menav, to give it over to his brothers from the same father, that we do not say. So that's why the Mishnah repeats itself, this klal, that a mother gives over her Yerusha to a son. Now, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Rabbi Shimon, Deva Torah, Midi Yeraisa, Ho'av, Yerush Es Benoi, Yishno, a father, Yashin's his son. In a case when you had a son, and the son had no children, and the son died first before the father, the halacha is the father gets the Yerusha. The Yerusha goes back to the father. Like we dashed before, that the Chalta Moslem L'Sheroi, L'Sheroi before meant the father. When the Sata Moisai, we give it to the father. So that's Midiraisa, that a father could yashin his son. The Isha Yoreshes as Beno. And a wife also Yoreshes as Beno. A wife also gives over Yerusha to her son. Well, this is a little bit different here. Yeah, no, a little bit different here. Loshen lo yereshes means gives off a keret. But there's Devat Torah Av Yereshes means the father gives over his Yerusha to a son. Because when the father dies, the son takes over. So same thing also. The Isha mother Yereshes says Pnu. That's Midiraisa. That when a mother dies, so who yashins? Her son. Shenem the pasuk says Matos. Says the word Matos by the daughter, by the mother. So makish mato aim lo mato av. We make a hekesh here. Says the word mato like the shevet by the mother, and it says the word shevet by the father. If so, ma mato av, just like by the shevet of the father. Av yerush es benoi, that when a father dies, he gives over his yerusha to his son. Ishno af mato aim. The same thing applies by the mother also. Same thing applies to the mother, that Isha Yoreshes as Bano. That when a mother dies, she gives over her Yerusha to a daughter, to the Bano. Sefta Sekes Bekitsa, Mata, Mata, that there's such a lochestas that the mother also gives over the Yerusha to her son. Here. Afa is Isha Yoreshes as Bano. This thing where it says, Eisvei Avakasha. Eisvei Avakasha. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan le Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan